Are you tired of not paying for your favorite product? Patreon.com/roastmortemcast.
What's a Patreon, you say?
It's a website where fans can support their favorite content creators.
Sounds like a deal.
Deal.
This is only if you got the money.
We got koozies. We got custom obituaries. We got stickers. We have movie commentaries that you download and watch with said movie. It's like you have friends in the room.
What if I don't like history?
You're wrong.
You love history.
How much money can I give?
Anything will help. We like doing the show. We're going to do it anyway.
Mike's losing us money at every corner.
Roast Mortemcast is here to help you take a load off that wallet.
It's all been arranged just for us to get your money.
I'm telling you that you need to give money to Roast Mortem Podcast so we can do it even better.
Are you tired of exploiting these four men?
Or you could even sponsor. You got a stupid-ass business? I'd love to talk about your business.
Point to point.
I'm too busy to read. Where can I find this podcast?
So call today at patreon.com/roastmortemcast. That's roastmortemcast at patreon.com/roastmortemcast.
Yeah, if you want to buy me a beer, that's cool too, you know.
I thought you were dead.
Sun out of your eyes and be yourself.
Heard you were dead.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
That man's dead back then.
It was worse than dead. Must be dead. Is this a dead man, Duck?
Oh, God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yo, what up? Welcome to Roast Mortem, the only podcast that keeps its finger on the pulse of those people without pulses. My name is Tom.
Ooh.
Ha-ha, I'm Travis.
I am your Cody for the evening.
And I'm Mike.
There you go. Hey, how yous?
Oh, how's everyone's hard weeks? Yum.
I ate a lot of mushrooms.
Hold on, start there.
Not illegal variety, but I've just been shoving in everything because I appreciate fungus now.
Shiitake?
My taste buds are growing past that of a toddler, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you never liked mushrooms. You just were kind of a chicken nugget cheese guy.
Yeah.
And now you're like
fish stick chicken nuggetville, and now it's little sauteed mushroom. Really digs in the flavor.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's filling.
It's got the umami.
Umami, that's the word.
Oh, mommy. Give
me
my food.
Is that when the girls cross their eyes and stick out their tongue, Travis?
Yeah. Oh, mommy.
That's disgusting. That's all horrible.
You're welcome.
Everything, you're welcome. Mushrooms to the.
You're welcome, Gaijin.
The children, disgusting.
I feel kind of weird now.
We didn't say anything about that.
Sounds like children.
Musically. That's all I got to say.
Musically.
Today... It's the day after Christmas.
Boxing Day.
Really?
Boxing Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, shit.
Well, that's when you'd be listening to this. We're recording it about 3 days after Thanksgiving.
I don't say that. You spoil it.
They can listen to this whenever the fuck they want, Mike.
Whatever, dude. We're trying to be more topical, even though we're
Time Lords.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a... you know what? We got ourselves an allowance. We're 3 weeks behind, and that's just in case one of us goes to jail, one of us
again
gets violently ill and can't record. We're smart.
Yeah.
It's production. We got two in the can, Mike, I think.
Oh,
and also,
like
we could come up with things now that are going to be topical then, because we're so smart. You're a history predictor, Tom, so.
True. Well, it has to have happened already.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well,
so happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Travis, for skipping most of the how was your week, because that's the worst part of the show.
I talked about mushrooms.
What did you get for Christmas?
Me? Oh, you know, 1 year I actually got my sister's coal, but a lot of it.
Wait, you got coal?
My younger sisters. This was 10 years ago. No, more than that. They were pretty young. I got as many boxes as I could. And just put
That's
coal
annoying.
And charcoal in it. And the look on their faces. Because, the first time, it's like, oh, that's funny, you know? All right, next gift. Shit. Yeah, they each got, 12 or 15 gifts that were coal.
That's funny.
It was
that's
so
dedication.
Much fun.
I like that.
Oh, it's so good.
And I didn't get them anything else.
One time in high school in our video class, I rapped Beef 3, the rap battle.
Yeah.
DVD
you
in bologna.
Classic.
And gave it to my friend.
What?
And it smelled terrible.
Yeah,
our teacher, Mr. Grand, was like, why the fuck is there old bologna? Because I had put it in my backpack. I'd wrapped it in the morning and wrapped it in bologna in the morning and brought it into school.
Ew.
It smelled like old bologna.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I like that you did that.
Very creative.
Mike, you had something interesting happen today.
Yeah. Well, today, or is it it's Christmas, right?
Well, when we're recording this.
Oh, yeah. My sister got engaged today.
Oh, hey.
Nice. Hey!
Feel old now. Fucking
yeah.
Weird.
You are old.
But yesterday, we were like summer camp, fucking eating
your older
glue.
Sister, I presume?
Yeah.
Plain Mike, you're going to be a brother-in-law.
Yeah, I got a brother now. It's pretty sick.
What's it like?
Nice guy, you know?
Yeah.
The only one, as long as you treat your sister good, it's all right.
All right.
She's happy.
Well, I mean, you really made that interesting for our listeners.
It was great.
Thanks for being so excited.
You kickflip anything cool?
Yeah, just kickflips here and there, you know.
How do you throw the ring at her? Do you, like, throw it hard? Do you throw it soft?
Softball.
No, he's like, here you go.
He just throws it on the counter like change.
Yeah.
Like, that's for you. Stick through the lint.
That was nice. He did it in front of like all my family and stuff like that.
Oh,
Tom
man.
Was there. Tom was in presence.
Yeah, I was there.
Was your French bulldog there just humping someone's leg?
Yeah, he's humping my leg.
He's like,
he likes my leg
married.
The most.
Why, what's special about your leg?
Is
it a particular leg of yours, or is it just any Mike leg?
I got lots of like dings and dents from skateboards on my leg, so it's got nice. Like,
I just
curves.
Think those are vaginas.
Yeah,
you're basically covered in sliz.
Probably most of the time, got dog jizz on my legs.
Yeah,
we have a tattoo artist friend, and dogs just love him. And it's probably because yours actually growled at him because you're covered in that kind of that splatter of blood always.
Right.
Right. There's like blood on the air. So if you bring like a tattoo artist around, like dogs are like, I don't know. Do I like this? Do I want to hump it? Do I want to growl at it? It's blood. I love it.
We don't talk about dogs that much on this podcast, and I aim to keep it that way.
All right. Well, ask me. A sandwich. I could tell you about, we could just do a dog breed. I could just tell you about a dog breed. Actually, that was one of my first book reports when I was a kid about dog breeds.
All right, Travis, who's on the chopping block?
Is it a dog? Is that where
this
is going, or have we just been talking out our asses?
We're going to do the origins of the Saint Bernard.
Great. Is that the one with... No. What are we doing? I don't have... I don't know if you can tell, people at home, I am a little congested because I've been on airplanes. I have a lot of business to do. When you go on airplanes, babies are sick. They're throwing up on you. Everywhere you look, there's a baby throwing up on you. And that will travel into the sinus passages. Mine happened to be
gets in there.
Very, very sensitive. So,
all right. Well,
I apologize in advance, not for the crankiness, but how I sound.
It's all good.
How I sound.
Right. So I'm not going to tell you right away who we're doing because you already know, you're the listener. You know, you clicked on the episode. You saw a weird fucking name.
You didn't have to do any fucking work.
I'm going to give you a big, long explanation of why we're doing this guy right now.
Great. I'm excited.
Okay. So tonight, we're returning back to the Roman times.
Right.
I think the last one we did was Commodus.
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah, right? Fuck yeah. Romans.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, when you think of Rome, you think of like a mighty empire, one of the largest in history, with powerful emperors like Julius Caesar or Augustus, right?
They're gladiators.
Or maybe even the fucked up ones like Nero or Caligula, who we'll get to eventually.
Yes, of course.
Salad Man and Month Boy.
Yeah, Salad Man, Month Boy. And then, like, along with the Romans, you get like fucking cool orgies and like Roman gods and the Olympics and like fight to the death in the Colosseum, all that good shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As we all know, Rome fell. The strongest empire in the world fizzled out, and Europe entered the Dark Ages.
Mm.
Now, this wasn't like one singular event that sent us, plunging back into dum-dum times.
Wait,
it was
what do you mean?
Gradual.
Are you trying to tell me that the Romans didn't have a 9/11?
Yeah, there was no.
Were we
Roman
the only
9/11.
People with 9/11s in history?
Yeah. You know what? I don't think that Julius Caesar was like, oh, you see that big statue of Zeus in and now it's not even there. Guess what? Game over.
Yeah. Okay.
I lent that guy guns.
So yeah, it was like a gradual progression downhill for the Roman Empire.
Right.
But historians can pinpoint the beginning of the Dark Ages to one stupid idiot, one smooth brain put an end to all the fun, established the Catholic Church, the only acceptable religion in Europe, and from his politics, intolerance, and stupidity, this dude sent us back 1,000 years in, like, general knowledge.
Damn.
Wow.
In his death in 1395 CE.
Travis just said 1395, which is dead wrong. Boo, Travis. The year in question is 395. What kind of drunk idiot doesn't know that Theodosius died in 395? Let me get a hell yeah.
It's a big fuck up.
Yeah.
1,000 years backwards?
That's why you gotta be careful, Mike. You never know what you can do. You ever see The Butterfly Effect?
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, just like that.
Tearjerker.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So his death actually marks the from a lot of historians' viewpoint, his death marks the beginning of the Dark Ages. When this dude died, Dark Ages happened.
Shit.
All right. Interesting.
Then you get like the Crucible and all that shit, right? That book. You guys have read that?
Yeah, that was much later, though.
Oh, it's later.
That is 800 years later. Right? Yeah. That is.
Never read it.
Hold on,
right
one
there
second.
On
hold,
it.
Hold on.
Scratch what I said. I'm sorry.
No. It stays. It fucking stays.
Dude, it's the Crucible, man.
Yeah, religion's crazy, man. It's fucking.
Religion's crazy, bro.
Dude.
So his name is Theodosius.
All right, I'll trust you.
Wait, say it again.
Theodosius.
What a bad way to name a kid.
So he started Christianity? He was the one that was like, this is the Bible, you gotta read this shit. It's fucking got all the stuff inside, you know?
It'll be a pop quiz.
No, he wasn't like, yo, dude, you ever hear about this guy named Jesus? I'm gonna do a sick rap about it.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. He wasn't the guy that like did a sick rap about it. He was the guy like, yo, this is a religion. Anyone else is a dumb, dumb idiot, and they're gonna die.
Okay.
Now my question is, was he given that name at birth, or was that history naming him? Because Theo means religion, and it's just like interesting that his name is Theodosius.
Well, his actual birth name was Flavius Theodosius.
Oh, Flavor Flavius.
It's a great ancestor.
All right.
Wow. Yo, what up, Flav? So I'm just going to call him Theo for a lot of this episode, because
gotcha.
I know the more drunk I get, like, Theodosius is going to turn like Theosaurus and Theosrabius.
Oh, Theosaurus.
So Theo was born in 347 CE in Cacao, Carthaginiensis, Hispania. So Spain. He was born in Spain.
Okay.
Hispania. Okay.
Hispania. So he was born to Theodosius the Elder and his mom, Thermantia.
She sounds like cookware.
The radioactive cookware.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, the egg just comes right off of this.
Look at it.
So to put this in perspective, because I feel like a lot of the times when we talk about history, you kind of get lost in like the sense of like, oh, it's just Roman times. It like all happened in like a decade. You know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
Right? You get that kind of feeling, though?
I feel you.
So to put this in perspective, when Theo was born in 347, Julius Caesar had been poked to death in Senate 303 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. And Hadrian's Wall up in Scotland was finished 219 years ago, before Theo was born. So that's almost like us talking about the founding fathers. You know what I mean?
All right.
Fuck, we've been around a long time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Depends on your perspective, but gotcha.
I just want to know when Mario Kart 9 is coming out.
That's the important part.
Yeah, right.
So Theo's dad, Theodosius the Elder, was a senior military officer in the Legion. and he would bring young Theo on his campaigns to teach him how to be a man and mash some barbarians.
Ah, so like Mulan. I'm going to make a man out of
him. But he's already a man, Huns.
Yeah, no more Disney references. They already own everything.
I needed one.
They can't own us.
Wait, can we go on the Disney Plus network?
Exclusively? Roastmortem cast.
Yeah. Hang out with Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Guys.
Not actually Yoda.
You know how I mentioned that I had been on airplanes? So I was in Orlando for 3 days this week. Just real quick. I go there. I'm like, no, I'm going there to hang out with Gab's family. We're going to have a good time. We're not going to fucking Disney World. Fuck that. We went twice. You just can't help it. Right. Once you're in Orlando, it's like one of those giant funnel things that you throw a penny down. You know, it's right, like, it's charity. No, it's not. It's actually just you wasting time and money. We went twice. Though.
Did you have a good time, though?
So this is like,
I had a great time. I don't want to admit it, but I had a great fucking time. I hate Disney.
Were both times on purpose, though?
What's that?
Were both times on purpose, though? Were you just like walking in a mall and then you just see like, oh, fuck, Epcot?
Kind of. Gab's family friend, Leo, he's like, hey, we're going to go out. And I'm like, okay, we'll go out. We'll go out drinking. Whatever you want to do. He takes us to Disney. Like, we're in this area called Disney Springs, and I'd be lying if I said it sucked. It was fucking awesome. Every part of me was like, fuck this place. I want to be inside a dive bar smoking cigarettes. That's my inner monologue.
When you're in Florida, yeah.
But I had a great time. I saw like almost no traces of Frozen, which was awesome.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I love when that happens.
Especially they got a new movie out.
Disney Springs, they got it figured out. Fuck.
Space Mountain?
I was just on the Disney hate train, and now I'm like, well, I'm going back there anytime.
Shit. You're Disney boy?
No.
Sponsor us.
All right. Cool. Sorry about that side note, but just reminded me.
No, it's kind of like the same thing. You know, Theodosius the Elder is like, I just can't help but bring my son to go murder, you know, British people over in the Roman Empire.
Right. At first, you're like, no, I like Monty Python. And the next thing you know, you're fucking slaying Brits left and right, butter and blood.
So Theo's 20 years old, and his father's like, fuck, I got to bring him over to Britain. And it's the Great Conspiracy War that started. This is like a war in Rome.
Okay.
So basically, it was a shitstorm that kicked off when a bunch of Roman troops that were stationed on Hadrian's Wall deserted and joined the local Picts, Scots, and Saxon and Frank warriors in a rebellion.
Oh, jeez.
The Picts were the ones that had all blue tattoos all over themselves, by the way. They're kind of cool.
Like the Scottish Rock?
Yeah, kind of like it's like a Scottish version of the Rock.
Nice.
I see. Thank you for putting that.
All right.
It's a good picture.
In the late Roman Empire, this was kind of a thing. The empire had expanded so wide and it butted up against so many, in quotes, barbarians. When you say that it was just, like, the whole idea of what is being a Roman was being challenged by all these different groups, right?
I see what's going on. Their way of life is being threatened.
Yeah, and their borders were constantly being pushed by all these barbarians, right? So someone would be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm the Goths. Let me just, like, get in there.
Right.
So imagine Tom on an airplane, and the babies are the barbarians just encroaching on Tom's
on your immune
coach
system
seat.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even watch the TV now. Spit up all over it. I'm not going to touch it.
So a fun fact is that the way to tell the difference between a barbarian and a Roman is that barbarians wore pants.
And Romans didn't wear pants? They were like dresses, right?
Yeah, Romans would wear skirts or togas or things where their balls could sag.
Get them breathe.
It's important. Yeah, while wearing pants was seen as barbaric and uncivilized. Unless if they are a Roman that was stationed up in the north and their dick was freezing off, in which case they were like, okay, it makes sense. Wear pants then because my balls is not cold.
When I have a towel around me and I collect the mail, I say that's getting the mail barbarian style, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I shower, and while I'm showering, I look for the mailman. And when he comes walking up, I'm going to go, I am so barbarian right now. I say this to myself with shampoo in my hair.
Do you have one of the, like, things that the flaps that open through the door? No, you don't. You have a glass door.
I have a glass door.
I imagine the flap the that opens, you just have your sack right there. So he goes to put the mail in.
Get a little paper
tap.
Hairy eggs block the envelope.
But I'm not sure. I could just send it out there. Yeah, they need to go through because no one actually bends down to see what the flat, you know, what's going on there.
But if there's something in the way, you'd be like, what's going on here? Like, oh, Tom Scrooge.
What's that? A play toy? What is that? Some kind of.
One of those dog chew toys?
Oh, I hope this isn't dumb. Well, it's got hair in it.
Is it a ball sack?
All right. So anyway,
do that now.
You should. Do you have one, Cody?
No, I don't.
No one has one. Fuck.
I'm gonna put one in my glass door.
I can see you, sir.
What are you doing there, sir?
Nothing.
You're very flexible, but this needs to stop.
I'm expecting a check.
So Theo and his pa. They're doing a great job in this great conspiracy. They're mashing the rebellion. Theo is on the road to become a great commander in the Legion. And in 374, he does just that, and he becomes an independent commander, also known as a Dux, in Moesia against the Samaritans.
I would suggest not rewinding the podcast right now.
I'll unpack that for you. So
okay. Please.
So a dux, what do you think that is? It's kind of interesting where this word comes from. It's D-U-X.
I think it's just pronounced duh.
Dux. Chinese.
And Ross is ducks in the window.
Like the origin or, of... Not Chinese, like Mongol, kind of?
No, we're in Rome, dude.
Where you said the barbarians were...
Barbarians
no, he's a Roman.
Yeah,
that's all right.
There's
Travis
more
is going to explain
to Asians, Mike.
Yeah, I actually don't know anything he's talking about, so don't worry. You're not alone right now.
Yeah, dux was a Roman word for leader, which later became the word duke.
Ah, I see what they
did. So if you're like a Duke of Earl, say like Duke of Earl. You can just change it like ducks, suck my dicks, suck my dicks, suck my dicks.
Oh, yeah, Ducks Ellington.
Hey, now I get it.
You got it now, see? All right, I'm teaching you. And Moesia was in the Balkans above Constantinople, and the Sarmatians were not aliens with tentacles on their heads. They were basically just Kurds that live in Iran and the Caspian Sea right now.
All right.
I'm just trying to unpack. You know, when you read these stupid Roman things, you're like, what is all these dumb words?
Well, it's just like none of like all the country names. It's so long ago, all the country names have flipped and flopped and become other things.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
So crazy.
Thank you
about.
For taking the time to do that.
Yeah. So Theo's off there fighting these Kurds pretty much. And Daddy Theo, he's fighting against the Moors. And both of them are superstars. Military superstars.
Yeah.
So in 375, right after Theo the Elder crushes the Moors, Emperor Valentinian, who was the Emperor of Rome at the time, he dies. And now, the problem was for Theodosius was that Valentinian was his patron. So this is the guy that like helped him get where he was, right?
Yeah, like our glorious patrons.
Right. Help us get further.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean bigger houses.
Get us ancient Rome status leaders.
Yes, please.
I'd love that. Yeah. So Theo the Elder comes back from this campaign after he just blasted the Moors. And immediately he's arrested, imprisoned, and executed in Carthage.
Ooh. Fuck. What the fuck, nice. Man? Seems a bit much.
Double cross.
Right?
They're still on the same team.
Yeah. See, well, the thing was the way you became a Caesar in Rome at the time was a little confusing. Most of the times it was passed down from father to son.
Right.
But a lot of the other times it was just a powerful general that had an army and basically just took the title by force. So.
It's like a King of the Hill thing.
Definitely more complicated. I mean, today all you need is a few croutons, some Parmesan dressing.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's it. You're a Caesar now.
Sprinkle some chicken in.
Congratulations. Yeah, you can do that if you're trying to protein up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I had to do a Caesar joke there.
I made the mistake. This is a little tip. This is a little tip right now. If you have Taco Bell, do not eat salads after your Taco Bell. Because I had a Caesar salad after my Taco Bell, and the salad skipped the line. And now I just have to poop all the time.
Well, that's what you want. You want your bowels to be moving.
Yeah, no, I don't. It hurts.
You want it to move the Taco Bell out. You don't want the Taco Bell to sit.
Needs to sit into my soul.
You want the bowel moving. You don't want the bowel eroding.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Too much movement was... It's a burden. It's a... It's like with great bowels comes great responsibility or something like that.
I think I've heard that before.
I don't know enough about Batman.
Yeah, that's a Batman reference. If you didn't know, Joker, see it, Joaquin Dinas.
Yes.
So basically they whacked Theo's dad because they were afraid that he was going to like just take, you know, the Caesar ship.
He probably was going to, though.
He might have.
Well, why wouldn't he?
I don't know, because he's a bitch.
So it's legit. It's legit.
So right before Theo the Elder, so his dad, right before he was killed, he did something that was really trendy at the time.
Yeah.
And also kind of...
Was it have sex with boys?
Avocado toast?
No, that was actually trendier back in like Julius Caesar time, having sex with boys.
Okay.
Super trendy.
So they grew up at this point.
They grew up a little bit, but right. This was... Super trendy, but also kind of hypocritical for a Roman general, was that he got baptized as a Christian.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
He's breaking the mold.
Yeah, that's right. You know that guy Pontius Pilate?
No.
He's the guy that, like, sent Jesus off to die on a crucifix?
He didn't do anything. Okay. He washed his hands from the whole ordeal. Read the book, okay? Read the whole book.
Done, bro.
He was just there breaking the news.
Yeah, but that shit only happened 350 years before this happened. You know what I mean?
Only.
Like that's
yeah,
that's not that long ago.
Oh,
if
still
you think about
current,
it,
yeah, irrelevant.
I mean, there are people who grew up Catholic who do porn in their 20s. I don't know.
I wasn't there. I can't say anything.
People change.
Tom doesn't judge. Yeah,
like
Tom's not judging right now.
Whatever. He could do whatever he wants with his head. Put it under whatever kind of holy water he sees fit.
Doesn't even have to be water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be Surge.
Well,
Surge
Cola. Yeah, Theo. So Theo the Elder was not the only Roman to put his head in Surge. He was actually a pretty popular thing to do. Like I said, it was trendy. Emperor Constantine was actually the first Roman emperor to convert. Again, he did it on his deathbed in 337.
That's just phoning it in.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I changed my mind.
The thing that was kind of appealing to these like murderous Romans was that they could get all of their sins washed away right before they died.
Yeah.
You know, this was kind of like a huge selling point for Christianity in general. It's like, oh shit, I've been an asshole all my life. Jesus can save me. Lol, dunk my head, bitch.
See, they
turn the asshole switch off.
They hook you with Christmas because Christmas looks real good.
Yeah.
You know, from the outside.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many pissed off little Jewish kids there are every Christmas? A lot. Because Hanukkah, yeah, they give you gifts, but it's like, here's old socks. You get hooked in with Christmas, and then when you start thinking about your mortality, you're like, oh, I gotta stick with this. they're gonna forgive me.
And they got Easter, got the Easter egg hunts.
I heard Hitler's up there. If he's up there, I can get up there.
Yeah, dude.
Do you want to be?
I mean, if you say you're sorry,
there.
I guess you know you're sorry.
Whatever. They're just gonna put you in a nice Oculus Rift, and you're gonna play DDR for the rest of eternity. And never run out of breath.
Oh, that's the best afterlife.
It's not too bad, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you like
Infinite
DDR.
Infinite continues.
No, but you're going to like DDR.
That's Dance Dance Revolution, right?
Yeah, yeah. You just step in.
Well,
right?
I got to practice that, so.
It doesn't matter. You got a perfect score. You don't even have legs. You got a perfect score.
Stepping your way up. Fuck. Stepping your way up to heaven.
Sorry, I'm big on tangents tonight, folks.
Keep it going.
Okay, so seeing what happened to his daddy, Theo's like, fuck this military shit. I'm a retire. So he goes back to Spain and becomes an aristocrat.
Your second take was worse than your first take.
Yeah,
you tried fixing it and it got worse.
That was even better.
aristocrat.
You sound like you're like a DJ.
Isn't it nice that, what was he at this point? 18, 19?
He's like in his early 20s.
Early 20s. Well, that seems dodgy. I think I'll retire and do that one job where you don't... Oh, being an aristocrat. Yes, you don't do anything. Mm. You
yes. Full benefit package.
You have other people button up your shirts for you, fluff your nuts, take you to brunch.
Chamber pot.
Wake you up, put you to sleep.
Like a big baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big old baby.
Find you a big titty wife. Fire her when you're done.
New life.
So actually, Tom, that's kind of what he did. He found a big titty wife named Aurelia Facili.
Guess who's not surprised? Tom, the history predictor.
She blasts out some kids. Genuinely, like, life is good, you know, even though the empire is kind of falling apart. I mean, the thing was, is a lot of people can compare Rome, like the fall of Rome, to the U.S., right? Like, you've heard people say that before, right?
We're not going anywhere, dude. We are prime right now.
We've got eagles on our wings.
Right. Why
that's
people think
how,
we're falling?
That's how you're flying. There's just eagles suspending your wings.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. Dude, we are doing great. So don't compare us to Rome. Yeah. Rome was a bunch of stinky, no-nonsense, axe-wearing buttholes. We got this.
All right.
Never mind the fact our money isn't backed by gold, but...
All right, so the top...
Details.
We're good, yeah.
The top 8% of Roman aristocrats controlled the Roman economy while everyone was working and they weren't paying the taxes.
Okay.
I'm trying to do a Bernie. Idea? I'm trying to do a Bernie impression. I can't do it.
Sorry. It may have come across better if you were in person. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Basically, what was happening in the 4th century was the top, like, wealthiest people in Rome weren't paying their taxes anymore. So whereas they used to, everyone used to contribute to, like, the Roman society, yeah. And there'd be, like, the greatest public works that the world has ever seen, all these roads and everything. All these rich dickheads just stopped paying. And everything started to go to shit. The military started to go to shit. The roads, infrastructure.
It, you know? Right.
Yeah.
So he's one of those dickheads.
That's not ringing any bells.
It's like one of the things that made Rome like the greatest was like they had roads.
Yeah.
And like you could easily barter because you didn't have to bushwhack to get to your merchant or vendor. And, you know, that's where the old saying, all roads lead to Rome, comes from, right? I assume?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, you're right.
Let me have this.
You have it. You, by all accounts, Roast Mortem accounts, you have that.
I like that. All roads lead to Rome. That's pretty neat.
It's not true.
You not heard that?
No. But it makes sense, though, because if it's the first roads, I guess they have to lead there.
I got to say, Mike, I'm not mad at you. School.
Yeah. School where's your social studies teachers?
Yeah, that's like one of the oldest sayings. Like,
I was learning about
literally,
the crucible.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to learn about
the
crucible.
Witch
right.
hunts.
Right.
And that's all I was learning about. Witch hunts and World War II.
That makes sense.
So Hitler.
Like I said, I'm not mad at you.
I fell through
you
the cracks of the educational system at a very young age, I must say.
All right.
What side was Rome on in the World War, Mike? Second World War?
Hitler's side.
Hey!
He's good. Yeah. See?
I think about that.
All right. Rome right now in the 4th century is starting to fall apart. It's widening. Like, the borders have been widened like a giant goatsy.
Right.
And you beat me to it.
And the empire actually was most of the time ruled by two emperors. One that controlled the east, you know, Rome, and one that controlled the west from Constantinople. Now, this led to a whole bunch of hilarious nonsense where the two emperors were often bickering like children. I'm sure we'll go back to these stupid fucking emperors. But at the time, there was the Valentinian, the emperor that died. I was saying Theo was like, oh shit, the emperor died. He controlled the Western Empire in Rome, and his title passed to Gratian, his son.
Okay.
So in the fall of 378, Theo was probably drinking some pumpkin spice lattes, hanging out on his porch, having his manservants jerk him off.
Ooh.
All and the good things.
He's a busy guy. Busy guy.
He's a busy guy. And he receives this urgent message from Emperor Gradian. And he's like, yo, dude. So one of my friends murdered, murdered your dad. Those guys, right? But Emperor Valens over in the West, he got his butthole mashed in by the Visigoths. So he'd like died in battle. So could you like go and become the supreme military commander in the East? And like, actually, fuck it. I'll just make you the Eastern Empire Emperor.
Sounds like a cool dig.
Yeah. Kind of fell in his lap, you're saying.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, now I'm emperor. I can't say no to that.
That's pretty cool.
Well, nothing really changes. I just got to check my Google calendar from time to time.
So, all right. Now he's dealing with these Goths.
Right.
Now, I say Goths. What you think of?
Robert Smith.
Yes.
Spences.
So,
hot topic.
So take Robert Smith, but have him work out every day of his life, right?
Okay. And not skipping leg
not just his crying hands.
Yeah, and like instead of like the under eye eyeliner, that's just like dark eyes from just fucking like murdering people and just pounding iron. Right. He's got like face tats.
I don't think that murdering people gives you darkness around the eyes. I think it's not having enough sleep.
Yeah, well, he's thinking about all the people he's murdered with his face tats.
Just lifting up. Yeah. Boys, don't cry. I would say I'm sorry, but I did not know you needed me.
Yeah, these are like just battle-hardened, like, Central Europe, like, Poland, Germany, just, like, these... They're pretty much Vikings.
Oh, yeah, Rammstein.
They're Rammstein, yeah.
Like, sensitive and going hard. Sensitive and going hard. That's what most of their songs sound like to me.
So, Theo has to deal with these Goths. How does he do it? First of all, he reinstates the draft. He's like, yo, if you're a Roman citizen in the West, you got to sign up. And if you're like one of those aristocrats, you have to send in slaves. Like, you have to get me a certain amount of slaves depending on how big your estate is. Because, like, I know you don't want to go to war. You just send slaves over.
Someone will get those bushes.
Yeah.
But the penalty for dodging this, regardless if you were a aristocrat or just a regular Joe, was being burnt alive.
Ow. That's rough.
Yeah. So
it just incentivizes you to not draft dodge.
Yeah. So another way Theo boosted his soldier numbers was he just simply went over to the Goths, these Rammstein, Robert Smiths, and he was like, hey, do you want to fight for the Roman army and just like betray your people? Because like, I don't know, you guys look strong. Like, I'll just take you.
Just come on. Just do it.
Come on over here.
Your boys are strong. Do you need a pillow? I feel like these guys don't give you a pillow. I see some big circles under them eyes, big boy. And guess what? I got a lot of down pillows ready for you and your friends. Come on over here. I'll show you how to eat burritos.
What's the thread count?
I'm a very rich man. I retired very young. Let me tell you something about retiring young. I got no circles under my eyes. It's all about the pillows. It's all about my pillow.
I love my pillow. That guy's the best salesman.
He is. He's one of the best people.
So, yeah, no, it actually did work. A bunch of barbarians, in quotes, were serving in the Roman Empire, in the Roman army. They were actually serving in government and mixing and mingling with the aristocracy. And some people actually contribute this to being one of the reasons why the Roman Empire fell. It was just diluted.
Spies too,
they mixed races.
Yeah, right, Cody? That's just like
I see what's going on.
This is why Disney has put off for years allowing employees to even have one tattoo. We can't have any of your kind in this park.
I mean, I feel like Disney got diluted when they added the Hogwarts section. Because to say that's not Disney.
It's not Disney at all.
Yeah.
It's not Disney.
But they own everything. You're not wrong. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just made a giant tube and bought all of Universal. And then, like, all of a sudden, you're getting on a Mickey Mouse teacup ride, and guess who's letting you on the fucking ride? It's
Jaws.
Almost homeless Bugs Bunny.
I see it. I can see that.
So anyway, Theo is kicking. He's kicking ass. He's taking names. He's doing a great job. He's starving these mopey Visigoth barbarians, you know, using slash and burn tactics. Just really killing these people.
Right. Fuck.
So in 380, 2 years into the job, Theo gets really sick. I mean, to the point where, like, he might die.
Any sick days accrued?
A lot of sick days accrued.
Does that happen after the third year only?
Yeah, he hadn't been tenured.
He wasn't on board enough.
Yeah.
What was he sick with?
I don't know. I think it was something to do with his gut.
Oh, stomach ache?
Gut disease. Little stummy hurt.
Upset tummy?
Following in his father's footsteps, he plays the get-out-of-jail-free card and baptizes as a Christian.
Ah, yes. I see what he did there.
I done some bad things, but Jesus says, aight.
Well, I didn't think they were wrong at the time, but to be honest with you, this God guy is telling me I did it wrong. Moses came down with two heavy stones. No one does that for no reason at all. He's got something up his sleeve. And let me tell you, get back to killing over there, Visigoth, but you got to kill some more.
Magic water, please.
See, the problem was that Theo got better, and now he was just a Christian.
Oh, weird how it doesn't wash off in the Stour.
Yeah,
well, we were hoping this position would be open.
This is awkward.
So Theo's now stuck as a Christian, and he took it very serious because back then people care about their souls and shit. I don't give a shit about my soul. My soul could go fucking roll around in the mud for all I care.
That's like what they lived for back then, right? That's like all they like cared about was doing good enough so you get into the afterlife, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're just rich and you believe in fairies, you keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Theo, even though he's kicking the shit out of the Visigoths, right? Eventually he signs a treaty with the Visigoths, making their leader and their whole group as a colony, spelled with an I, because it's Roman. Okay.
Right.
Now, this was this was unusual, because Rome usually, when it conquered places, it would incorporate the people into the empire, but it let them know, like, hey, you can continue your culture, you can do all this fucking shit, but you have to pay Rome taxes, and you have to, like, bow to the emperor, because we own you. You do whatever you want, but, like, we own you.
Cash is king. I mean, besides that, it's just like, welcome to Rome, sorry about your family. Welcome to Rome, sorry about your family.
Yeah. Taxes are theft.
Yeah.
We apologize for the rape.
So the difference with this was with the Visigoths, they were their own separate kingdom living within the Roman Empire. So he kind of, like, bitched out. He's like, oh, yeah, you can just, like, do your thing over there and, like, don't have to pay taxes, whatever.
Kind of like Hong Kong.
This is the fall of Rome, not the other stuff you were talking about. They changed the ATMs to include Spanish. You understand?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Tom. Oh, no, Tom.
It's a slippery slope, goddammit.
So.
That's a rough one.
So Theo probably agreed with these weird terms in terms of Roman stuff, because there was another shitstorm going on in the Roman Empire. Roman commander in Britain named Magnus Maximus had declared himself Augustus and had been marching his way through Gaul in order to meet Grayton on the battlefield, capture him, and execute him.
Oh, cool.
And he also came out with a serious line of condoms.
Yeah. Oh, it's named after that guy?
Maximus, right? Magnum Maximus?
Yeah, Magnum Maximus.
Probably Maximus. A huge dong.
Yeah, dude. That dude.
It means like, big twice.
Flapping through his skirt.
You could stack two watermelons in this.
And it won't bend.
Not one bit. It's like you can almost feel.
Oh, and he felt his way into the Eastern Emperor's brain when he probably cleaved it open.
That's what happens. So he did it.
Yeah, so he did it. And now,
good for him.
You see, Maximus and Theodosius were both Spanish, right? They both came from this, like, Hispania area. And they may have actually fought together in battle, right? So Maximus sends a message to Theo. He's like, yo, buddy, Forget about that emperor that I just killed. Let's like split the Roman Empire like two paella boys. I'll get the east, you get the west, like clams.
Paellas are easy to share.
Yeah,
man.
Right? It's for everyone.
Yeah, small I mean, plates. That's why paellas are served in bowls. So you can take from any angle.
Yeah. And Theodosia is like, fuck no. Gratian gave me the job, and his next in line, you know, who is his brother, his four-year-old brother, Valentinian II, he's the emperor of the East.
I'm not qualified at all to do this job, but damn, it's mine. Someone gave it to me, and I'm taking it to the grave.
Accurate.
Pretty much.
I mean, if I was doing really bad at something and someone was like, hey, just a reminder, you don't have to worry about money. And secondly, I'm better at it. Do you mind if I take all the stress off you? Go for it. I don't even want an emperor. I don't need that job. I'm a billionaire. I retired when I was 19. I'm bigger than PewDiePie.
Blasphemous.
Oh,
wait, so a four-year-old is in charge of the east of Rome?
No, the next in line.
Oh, next in line.
Okay. Yeah, so he's technically in charge, but he is like, it's like one of those like prince regents, so his mom is like supposed to like do the ruling until he's of age.
Right.
Okay.
But there's this Maximus guy who's like, he controls everything. He just fucking blasts his big old Magnus dong throughout Europe. He's like, I'm the emperor, bitch!
Yeah.
Wait, is it making sense, Mike?
Oh, yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so, good. Magnum's in the east. He's fucking shit up. He's waving his dong, doing dong hammers.
Yeah, he's doing those dong hammers. That's right.
Dong hammer.
He's smacking people with his ween.
Smacking hammer people of dong. With his
ween. Got a bad case of dong hammer.
All right, so we're just going to call Magnus the dong hammer from now on. So the dong hammer is fucking slapping his shit all over Europe right now.
He can't not.
Yeah, I mean, he has to.
It's his third leg he's got.
It's a condition.
But let's talk a little bit about this four-year-old emperor, Valentinian II. Obviously, he's just some little dumb idiot. He's playing with his Tonka trucks. And he's like trying not to drown himself in vats of olive oil. Which is what babies do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So him and his mother didn't live in Rome. They actually lived in Milan. Yeah, and the real power behind this kid idiot was a man named Bishop Ambrose.
All right. I hate him already.
Yeah. He's
pulling all the strings.
So Ambrose and Theodosius, they really came close together over their faith and the protection of Valentinian II. Now,
like the Illuminati kind of, right?
I mean,
behind the scenes.
No, he's just like
he's
a baby boy with a mom and two dads.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, two sexy dads.
So Ambrose, being a bishop, obviously he was a staunch Christian, and he came from a Nicene orthodoxy of Christianity. That was, in the beginning of Christianity, there was a whole bunch of different like sects. Right, like what is it being a Christian? They all had different.
They all disagreed.
Yeah, so most of Christianity agreed that it was monotheistic, meaning one God.
Yes. Yeah.
But in its infancy, especially around the 4th century, they had to come up with this mental gymnastics of there not being two deities, because there was Jesus and there was God.
I was about to say, that's a problem that's kind of still here today. Not a problem, but just convolution that's still here today. It's just like, Jesus is king and God. And it's just like, well, he was a guy that was actually born, but I guess he came back, and that makes him the chosen one.
He was born from a virgin, which is crazy, too.
It's not that hard. I don't know why this is. Okay, so you got God.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, the world is going okay. I got it. I did the flood thing. Everything's good. it's all working.
Yeah.
Now, let me show them what the tip of my dick can do. And then what he did, he had sex with a virgin. He knocked on her door. She wasn't a virgin after they had sex, by the way, because God did have sex. He looked just like Lexington Steel. He knocked on the door. He said, "Hey, Mary, you're wearing a lot of virgin clothes. Let me take them off." So
right.
They had a baby together. That's the Son of God. Now, God doesn't live here.
He doesn't have residence.
He's up in the office, you know?
Wait, is God an illegal?
No, God's not an illegal. He owns the place.
He's in everywhere.
He owns the joint.
I thought he was in the clouds.
No, so basically it's like, hey, my dick is going to give you people the proof that you need that I'm the one, all right? So this kid's going to talk about me all the time like I'm super cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Eric Trump does. You know how he's just like, my dad is the best one. I can't believe Joe Biden is touching girls' hair.
Right.
Like, he's doing that. So, basically, it's not like, wait, why is there two Trumps when there's just one Trump 2020? It's not about that. There's a lineage here. So God's like, I can keep doing this, but I won't. I'm giving you one.
Uno. Yeah.
And when you kill him, I'm going to give him back to you for 40 days to rub it in your fucking faces.
Money back guarantee.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Zombie Jesus. Oh, God. Back at you.
Exactly.
So, actually, some early Christian churches and orthodoxies were actually duotheistic. They believed that, logically, right, there was a Jesus and a God as two separate entities.
Right.
So, the Nicene Church was like, whoa, I mean, obviously, as Tom said, they're the same God. And just to make things interesting and extra spooky, guess what? There's a Holy Ghost. Because, like, a ghost happens. Guess what? Ghost.
Right.
Yeah, I never really figured that one out. Yeah,
who
they
is
just
a Holy
said
Ghost?
That. Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's the one touching your breastises.
Apparently the Holy Ghost has something to do with the Virgin Mary. Like, whoever fucking knocked up the Virgin Mary is the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
So it's the Lexington Steel.
Yeah, it's a Lexington
personification
Steel.
That's been created here in the Roast Mortem ethos.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's the Holy Trinity, right? You have the rule of threes. Right. Sounds familiar.
It sounds better.
Yeah, if that Holy Trinity sounds familiar, it's because the Nicene Orthodoxy became the Catholic Church.
All right. Bingo.
Right. So Ambrose is pretty much like the first, or like he's propagating the Catholic Church. Nicene Orthodoxy is Catholicism.
Okay.
So here's where we get to the festering meat of the episode, right?
Mm.
So the Romans were pretty tolerant to other religions. Like, yeah, I know they killed Christ and all that jazz, and they went through different times. But once they've
they didn't kill Christ.
Yeah,
we'll continue. I'll get into that in
Pontius,
another episode.
Pontius,
he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he was like, "Yo, do it, dog."
No, all he did. Do it. He was just like, I got the manpower. You guys want me to do this? Yes. Are you sure? All right. I'm washing my hands of this. There's a whole scene where he's washing his hands in that book.
Ugh.
He washes his hands. He's done. He's just like, I want to let you know you're dying under my watch. But it's only because they're asking me to.
Oh.
You understand?
Those Jews.
He's doing them a favor, basically.
I wasn't going to use that word. You. No, I mean, the Romans didn't do anything. They're just like, get off my lawn, and we're fine.
Well, yeah, I mean,
pay taxes, show up on time to work, and you're good. You can do whatever you want.
The whole thing with the Romans was like, yeah, as long as we subjugate you, you could fucking believe in anything. Just give us money, you're good.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
So, and when it came to the Roman religion, all they really wanted to do was just drink wine, have sacrifices, have orgies. All that fun shit is, I mean, who hasn't fantasized about a Roman orgy?
Nobody. Yeah. Silence.
It's weird.
What? Really?
Nobody has not.
Okay.
Everyone
has.
Yeah. That's an agreement.
Although,
silence.
I think, Tom, you debunked it in like an earlier episode. Like, an orgy is a bunch of guys that can't get hard.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
know.
True. I don't remember what episode, but it's never like it is in the films.
Yeah.
So let's put it that way.
So now Bishop Ambrose, wasn't too happy with his fellow Romans. He believed that the Roman gods were it was blasphemous, right? You know?
Right.
Which he's making up on the fly.
Right. Oh, yo.
Well, there's got to be a word for this. Blasphemous.
Sounds cool.
So Ambrose would go around preaching and organizing Christians to destroy Roman temples and bust up Roman religious events, kill Roman priests, and all that shit, right?
Do it.
And Theodosius, you know, being a good Christian, even though it was against the law to do all this stuff, he just like, oh, yeah, that's great. You could do it. Like, let it slide, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to
turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
I'm turning a blind eye to this because I really am looking forward to a white Christmas.
It's important.
So Theodosius takes it a step further and says, you know what? The Nicene version of Christianity, that's the official religion of the empire.
Oh,
like,
all right.
He's doing the thing.
Yeah. So essentially he founds the Catholic Church in the major empire of the world.
That's how it started, eh?
Yeah. All other versions of Christianity, especially old Roman pagan religions, were no bueno in his book, you know? He's like, you can't do this shit, dude.
Not kosher.
There's no duotheism. It's just the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Get it through your syphilitic head. There's only one God, and you better put that dick away. We're introducing pants to the Roman Empire. Get ready.
So,
no breezy scroats for anyone.
So, yeah. So Theo, in the beginning, he plays it cool. He's like, you know, like most of the Roman aristocracy is still having fun banging in the name of Jupiter and Venus. He's like,
hell yeah.
All those statues of Roman gods, don't destroy them. I mean, this is what he was saying. He would still like let people destroy these shits. But he's like,
oh, no.
Don't destroy them. They're all works of art. Leave them alone.
Oh, yeah, that's fair, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stole those from the Greeks. Leave them alone.
And like I said, like even though he said they were works of art, he never stopped these vandalizing like raids that these monks led by Bishop Ambrose would do, destroying like 1,000-year-old statues, right? Like just destroying art. And
yeah, like when the dog starts eating the macaroni art off the fridge.
I hate that.
You're just like, it was art. I told him not to.
Priceless.
Didn't get it.
Oh, and let's not forget the Jews. Of course, the Jews were never safe. Never.
Of course.
Ever.
No.
So, I mean, even though Jesus was a Jew, right? A bunch of fanatical monks burnt down a synagogue in Callinicum.
Try again. Try it with more mouth.
Callinicum. Come in it.
Cool.
In some place.
Gotcha. California cum.
So they burnt down the synagogue, these monks, and Theo sent a letter to the bishop of the area that was responsible. He's like, yo, dude, you need to pay back the rabbis to rebuild the synagogue because, like, there's a law that's protecting the Jews in the Roman Empire, actually, right now, which is kind of progressive, right?
It's pretty progressive, but still the Jews didn't have their Holy Land. I.e. New York and Hollywood.
Yeah.
So they were still being persecuted all over Europe.
Yeah. So a few weeks later, Theo receives a letter from Ambrose warning him that if he protected the Jews, God would no longer grant him victory over his enemies. So,
oh, the big man upstairs.
Yeah, so Theo
has words for you.
Theo quickly backpedals and redacts his action. He's like, oh, you don't need to pay for that. Don't worry about it. In 387, Giant Dong Maximus, right? He's been sacking Spain this entire time, and finally he makes his move on Italy. You know, the heart of Rome.
Going for those meatballs.
Yeah.
Sacking those meatballs.
Get them DiGiorno's. The Red Baron.
Excuse me, do you have any pizza? Yes, I have some in the freezer. Thank God.
It's not delivery.
Yeah, don't deliver us from your sins. DiGiorno us from your sins.
So, I can't deal with those pesky delivery boys anymore. It's just me and the self-checkout.
Yeah, so like a big sausage pizza boy, he shows up. And Valentinian II, his mommy, and Ambrose flee from Milan. And Theo's like, fuck that. I'm in the West right now. I can't deal with that shit. Like, just, I don't know, take it. Go for it.
Whatever, dude. I got this job for free. I didn't even have to apply. Someone called me one day and said I was fucking emperor.
Nice.
Take it. I'll be the emperor of my hot tub.
So, I mean, he does have plans to retake it, but he needs to bolster his troop count, right? Like, so he's like, all right, you're taking it for now. So Theo gets buddy-buddy with the leader of the Franks, which, you know, the Frankish Empire, that was like the original France, and Charlemagne was a Frank, right? That's not a whole area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he buddies up with this guy named Abergast.
Abergast.
Yeah.
Sounds like a disorder.
Yeah, so yeah. Abergast, again, one of those barbarians, comes in and saves the day. So Theo and Abergast's armies swoop in. They defeat Giant Dong Boy.
Right. Oh, no.
And capture him, behead him, and send his head on a tour of the Roman Empire as a warning.
You can't get that treatment if you had a body. No one's just going to send you on tour.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was actually his dickhead. It was so big it fit on a pike.
They just mixed him up. Like, oh, shit, this is the wrong 8-pound knob.
Is that a caravan of warriors holding a burnt marshmallow at the end of a stick? It looks kind of pinkish, actually. Oh!
Whoa!
Some warning. Whoa! Watch out. They're coming fast.
So
touring all over the Roman Empire with a stick.
So just for good measure.
Something creamy at the end of it.
Yeah. Just for good measure, Theo asked Abergast to hunt down Maximus's son, Victor, and beheads him too, who was probably extra hung.
Poor Victor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Vic.
So with Theo defeating Maximus, Theodosius is now the last unified emperor of Rome. That is, he controls both the East and Western Empire.
I see.
Never again will a single person rule this mighty empire.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so instead of like corporate, you just have like two regional managers fighting.
Right. And,
this dude doesn't work at all, right? He just chills all day. He doesn't know how to run an empire, right? That's probably why he's the last one, right?
Well, I mean, he knows how to fight. He knows how to fight. I don't know if he's necessarily good with politics. But this is the last time there was like one Roman emperor, right? So you think of like Julius Caesar, you think of all these great emperors, and it's all just been one guy controlling the entire empire.
Mm-hmm.
And now, while in Rome, it seemed like Theodosius really enjoyed these Roman pagan events. He seemed all smiley and like letting them sacrifice shit, praying to these statues. And then Ambrose shows up. He's like, hey, Theo, what are you doing? These pagans are heretics. Look at this shit. Like, you're having way too much fun. This is the Catholic Church. There's no fun. This is shitty paganism. No.
I don't like the state of your empire, Theo. Look what that woman's doing with those grapes. She shouldn't be doing that with those grapes.
Why are they tied to a string and entering their puddle?
I won't say it, but it has something to do with her hiney.
So Theo's all butthurt. Maybe some grapes that were coming out from the previous day. And he's like, I'm a good Christian. I listen to Christian rap metal. I'm really pissed right now.
I feel so alive for the very first time.
So
I like to imagine that soundtrack playing when Jesus comes out of the cave.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Son trying to pull my face.
Man, they Jesus. Really. Mel Gibson really fucked up by not using POD in his soundtrack.
Missed opportunity.
I got a question for you, Jesus. How low does your backing band tune? They are heavy.
So just at that moment when like Theo's all butthurt and he's like, I'm a good Christian, he gets a messenger, and the messenger's like, yo, dude, I got some news from this place called Salonkia, and you know, it's the one that's filled with all the Gothic troops, all those barbarians you like to work with.
Yeah.
Well, you know how much people love chariot racing in Salonkia? Well, their star charioteer just got arrested for homosexual rape. And he couldn't race. So the people didn't like that. You know, sports fans, they don't give a shit about what their players do.
Oh, no. Well, why would you?
They just...
Look at the NFL.
They just rioted and, like, burnt the city down.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's well, like Philadelphia when they don't lose the, you know, Super Bowl.
Well, that's take that as a warning, all you athletes.
So they burn their own houses down?
Yeah, they were like, this guy can't fucking race. Fuck that shit. We're rioting because he raped someone.
Rape schmape. It's fucking Rome.
Oh.
So Theodosius is already pissed off because he's like, I'm a bad Christian. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'll show them for rioting. So the next big chariot race held in Salonika at the Hippodrome, which is like their big stadium, a huge stadium.
Cool.
Theodosius ordered a bunch of his troops to bar the doors in the middle of the race and then cut everyone down in the audience. Man, woman, children, all slaughtered.
Oh, my God.
The death toll was 7,000 people.
I would have just put pepper in the t-shirt cannons.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, pepper and piss.
Yeah, and
you pay money to go see a fucking chariot race and you just get killed.
Yeah, right? Like, these people didn't do anything. Like, they might have just been like, hey, I'm just
enjoying the day.
I'm just in town. I want to see the Yankees. Hey, Chaz, help me get
dead
a Yankee
surprise
in the box.
Dead.
We're going.
That's crazy.
This weekend, we're going to Salonika to go see the races with my dad. He's going to bring me. I like the horses. And I don't really care about the guy who raped someone because my dad doesn't. And he uses the F word a lot.
I'm glad that kid died.
Yeah, so Theo's like, I told them I'm a super good Christian. Look at me, Ambrose. And Ambrose is like, what the fuck did you just do, man? Like,
that's not how to Christian.
Yeah, that's
not,
how,
it.
That's not how you Christian.
That's the opposite.
You're supposed to feed them wine and put bread in their mouth.
Try a new method.
Fish.
Yeah, so Ambrose, in the first case ever, excommunicates Theodosius.
The first excommunication, you
Yeah,
say.
He. So excommunication, Ooh. He refuses him communion, right? That's what it means. You're excommunicated.
Oh, you don't get it.
Get it.
Doesn't really taste that good.
Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
I used to think that was going to taste so good.
That's not a real mustache. Oh, Theo, get out of here. I'm going back to my island.
So Theodosius, the sole ruler of the Roman Empire, spends months weeping and groveling outside the doorstep Aww. Of Bishop Ambrose Cathedral in Milan.
No pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures, please.
So, I mean, if you want an analogy that Rome fell to Christianity, I mean, this is it right now. It's the Roman emperor groveling on the steps of, like, some nobody bishop.
Right. Wow. Huh. Well, he should have just started the orgies up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Back to the old ways.
We're going back to old Rome, dude.
Get in the pile.
Yeah, heat up the ovens.
Yeah.
Did you ever see like that romantic comedy cliche of just like the dudes out on the street and the angry, pissed off chick is just throwing his shit out of the second story brownstone window?
Yes.
Like, that's exactly what I see here. It's like, oh, come on, take me back.
You excommunicated, bitch.
Yeah, so.
Stay down there.
My favorite scene like that is the one from Dirty Work.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Mm-mm.
I just love the way Norm Macdonald uses the term dirty sex. don't do that. Maybe you'll feel better after we have some dirty sex.
Right?
Yeah. The thought of dirty sex with Norm always gets me out of bed every morning.
Right? I mean, he did that movie when he was like in his late 30s, early 40s, and he still looked like he moved like an old man. yeah. Time for dirty sex. I love that creep.
Eventually, after a few months of Ambrose looking out of his bell tower of his cathedral, just stroking it at the side of an emperor begging to him.
Take me back.
Oh, yeah.
Is that pussy still outside? The water balloons didn't work? Did you fart on him?
Wow. Can you imagine just feeling any trace of a fart from like a second story window down?
Well,
like, it must have been like,
gotta be stinky.
Like cataclysmic from the origin. So you can like, so it like wafts your hair.
Well, you know, this bishop, he has monks or whatever he's got, henchmen. I don't know at this point in time.
Let's go with henchmen.
So, you know, he's down on the ground. And at this point, that's Allah to him, where he's like,
he's paying attention to the ground and just like, and then imagine just like hearing it.
Like, yeah.
Right next to your ear. And you look up
like
and there's
a hot
just
breath on your neck.
There's like burlap pants next to you and a few guys standing over you kind of giggling.
Yeah, then they have, of course they have to be giggling. You can't do that with a straight face. And they all take turns and you know they've drawn straws to see who gets first crack.
Yeah, we farted on him for a while, but he doesn't seem to mind much.
We're out of farts, Commodore.
So after
he's kind of into it.
Yeah. He likes the poop, likes the fart farts.
Reminds me of my pre-Christian days. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
So, after these few months, Ambrose eventually lets Theo get his communion. He's like, here's some wine, here's some bread.
He was excommunicated?
Yeah, he was brought back into the coven.
Right. Okay, well, good for him. There's Theo, our guy, our sad man of the evening.
Yeah, so I'm sure there were a few words spoken to Theo after he was brought back in, because Theo...
Why'd you fart on me?
Theo was a lot less lenient about Roman pagans living in his empire after this situation, even if it was the aristocracy, you know, like the richest of the rich.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no place for money in heaven.
No, what's that saying? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to pass through the gates of heaven?
Yeah, something like that. Because greed's a bitch.
Yeah,
and
dude,
God
root of all
and
evil.
The Bible.
And God and the Bible.
What he said.
So Theodosius heads back to Constantinople in 390 with renewed faith. Now, if you ask a Catholic historian about Theodosius, they'll call him a hero. In fact, many people call him Theodosius the Great.
Oh. I don't know if anyone who's listening has listened to our previous episodes, which I'm sure there's a few out there, but I'm sure if you asked a Lutheran if Martin Luther was a hero, you would get a big old yes. But in reality, the man just licked poop off of a spoon.
Yeah.
And that's really about
his hemorrhoid.
Yeah, and he asked for a translation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a man who demanded a translation and licked his own poop.
So Theodosius' new Christian policies were anything but great. First, he stacked his advisors and the government officials with Catholic bishops and theologists. Now, this was the first time for Rome for having like religion in their state. I mean, there were a lot of religious figures and rituals involved in their government, but usually when you worked in the government, you weren't a government official. You know what I mean? It wasn't like there was a Catholic, or there wasn't like there was a Roman priest that was working in Senate. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They were separating church and state just to
tell you. So Theodosius was like, oh yeah, you're a bishop? Guess what? You're like a senator in the West. Great.
Ooh.
Change of title. Right.
Yeah. So in 390, Theodosius came out with a series of laws that ended the Roman pagan party and sent Europe spiraling into the Dark Ages.
Ah, finally, we're here.
Yeah. So the first law reiterated the ban on sacrifices, both in public and private. And it also prohibited the access to all temples and places of worship that weren't Christian.
You had to go to church.
Yeah. So you got that temple. Like, all right, sacrifices, that's probably not that good. All right, I agree with you. We shouldn't just sacrifice shit.
Well, I mean, don't be so... don't jump at that one so quick. Because a lot of times, those sacrifices, they were just food.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, I'll eat a cow.
You know, it was
don't
like
food.
Like, oh, y'all want hamburgers? Okay, let's sacrifice it. Let's get together. Let's appreciate this animais. Let's make it happen. Let's get limber. And then they're like, nah, don't do that because just eat it.
Yeah.
Well, like, we used to have a sacrifice every May 1st.
Yes.
We didn't kill the pig.
We have to do that again.
you know.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it this next time. When you guys are on the East Coast for May 1st, we're probably going to kill Mike.
Actually. That'd be cool.
I don't want to eat him, though.
Can no, we don't have to
leave
him
to rot. Yeah.
Well, we can appreciate it.
I got good meat.
I don't know. I feel like your meat's probably a little too tender from hitting that half pipe.
Oh, I'm not
pipe.
Good enough?
Hitting that half pipe all
I'm
the
not
time.
Good enough for you?
Yeah, bro.
I'd feel like I'd be high.
Just let me go to waste
if
the flies eat me?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not Native American. I mean, I'm not eating every part of you, Mike. I'll eat your brain. That's about it. Because it's so smooth, it'll just go right down. It's like doing an oyster shot.
Well, at least you thought of my brain.
That's where all the thinking happens.
The cracked open mic skull.
No, but just to let the listeners know, that's a bit of an esoteric joke with the May Day thing, our sacrificing of animals. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But let's get back on with this script.
Yeah, so, all right, so he forbids sacrifices and going into temples. Then the next law, he forbids apostasy in both Rome and Egypt. And that was, Egypt up until this point was untouched. So, you know, Rome controlled Egypt, but like they were still doing their Egyptian shit, snakes and fucking the mummy, all that garbage.
Just working on power plants.
Yeah. So apostasy is a conversion to a religion. So it was impossible for people to become pagans, right? So like if you were born, you couldn't be like, you couldn't be brought into this religion, or you couldn't go around and be like, hey, do you want to be like a Roman pagan?
Okay, so it's essentially the no backsies of religion is what you're saying.
It's basically like the Mormons that come knocking on your door and you're like, have you ever heard of fucking a suit with a tie? And that, you can't do that shit. Like that's, it's gone.
You can't convert other people.
Nope. Yeah, but that also includes your children because that's, you're converting new people.
Oh.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Complicated. Yeah.
And the
whatever. As if it's anti-Christian.
Yeah, if it's Christian, you could do that. Okay. It's just anything else you can't. And the final law, which was the nail in the coffin, was that he banned all vernacular traditions and divinations. So this was like almost if someone came up and said, "Okay, there's no Christmas. You can't do pumpkins because they're associated with religion. Even things like toasting, you know, or doing a handshake has some type of religious connotation. It goes back to a religious ritual. And all of these things are punished by death. So you say bless you to someone, you're dead, bitch.
Wow.
Zoom tight.
People thought this was a good idea to do stuff like that.
Well, one guy did.
One guy did.
You believed him?
Or
important fucker.
You have to understand, Mike, when someone gives you a job, you have to do it really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Even when you're not on the clock.
You can see this in, like, you know, these giant corporations that are run by the children of fat idiots.
Yeah.
They do it so well that they're not even doing it.
It's like second nature.
Yeah.
Like
we don't know this. We're like, why doesn't GE pay taxes? Why does the NFL do this? And Disney's evil. But it's just like, are they sweating?
Nah.
Point in case.
Yeah.
They're doing it well.
So Ambrose was thrilled by this. He said, Theodosius, who after the example of Jacob, supplanted perdiferous tyrants and banished all idols of the Gentiles.
Now, I'm not going to cut this out of the episode, but Travis, can you please take that last part?
Supplanted perdiferous tyrants and banished the idols of the Gentiles. Perdiferous?
Sounds like he's doing a Harry Potter spell.
P-E-R-D-I-D. Oh, I said P-E-R-F-I-D-I-O-U-S.
Yeah,
perdiferous.
I don't know what that word means. Yeah,
all right, that's fine. I mean, humiliation.
Whatever, dude. Perdiferous.
Yeah. You can read. Shut up.
Whatever, Travis. We all say embarrassing things.
So anyway, he's like, fuck yeah, this dude trampled on all their ceremonies. And like this dude is he's basically Jacob from the Bible, who apparently did that shit.
Like that.
So the problem with banning everything Roman pagan was that most of the great philosophers, civic engineers, and general knowledge came rooted in Roman paganism. So when Theo issued these laws, all the classic texts, great thinkers of Rome, were hunted down and burnt.
Oh. So it's even like 2 degrees of separation still needs to be obliterated.
Well, right. He banned vernacular, heretical vernacular.
Yeah, and to be clear, their vernacular was running water.
Yeah, running water.
Nobody gets this.
Yeah, no, that's about a god. Get it out of here. I want to see the shit on the street. I want to see, because Jesus didn't have no shoes, I want to see the bottom of your feet look brown.
So these shitty...
okay, sir.
Yeah. So these shitty fanatical monks had a field day smashing up beautiful statues, temples, texts.
Oh, man.
Things that had stood there for hundreds, even thousands of years. And now we talked about brain drain in the Guama episode. This was like a cultural, civil, and scientific brain drain nuke.
And you got Theo there like, this looks horrible, but I ain't getting into heaven unless this happens. So hang in there with me, people. Hang in. I got to get in. Don't worry, you'll get in too. Maybe you'll have to pay some kind of tithing, right? That's what's called tithing. Yeah, maybe you'll have to do that later on to get in as well. But trust me, we're on the right route. We're going to turn water to wine. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to make sure all y'all eat fish. It's going to happen.
Wow.
So... the Romans, all of Europe, North Africa, were basically sent back to almost the Bronze Age. And here's an example. So people actually forgot how to make concrete.
Oh, I think I remember that. Damn. Yeah. Or remember reading that. I wasn't there, actually, in 300 BC.
Yeah, the Romans used to use concrete in a lot of their things. Aqueduct, we mentioned running water, right? They're using concrete everywhere. It took Europe until 1414... which was about 1,000 years later, for people to figure out how to use concrete again.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Damn, dude. Like, just imagine the most simple shit.
All the time, for like hundreds of years.
And they're living around these things, too. Like, there's like concrete still, like in your village, there might be like a Roman aqueduct. Yeah. But like, I don't know how they made that. Fuck it.
How'd that get there?
That's there from Ancient Aliens. That will be on television in just 800 years from now. You watch.
That's a good point. It must have been like Ancient Aliens to them, because it's just like, imagine your grandfather knowing how to do something you were just fucking clueless about.
Yeah.
Like if your grandfather knew how to, like, you know, log into Netflix and you're just there like, what's a computer?
There are these little square things on my walls, and if I plug some shit into it, somehow it goes up. I don't know how to describe things, so I see better now. But also, I can't wait for a different day to when who wants to go to 7-Eleven?
711.
Dude, that's the solution to everything. That's like, who wants to go to 7-Eleven? They got taquitos. They got buffalo rollers. We don't need
the taquito machine's down again. They forgot how to turn it on. They don't know how to do it no more. They got a new CEO. They've retold about it, did it.
It would be CCCCCCCXI.
Oh, the nerdiest joke of the go. I was just about to talk about putting a Slurpee in my baseball cap, which I also don't know how to pronounce properly, but that's okay. It's the future. And someone said this is for the betterment of it.
But all right, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to reel it back in. You forgot how to make concrete for 1,000 years. Like, if you go back 1,000 years from now, we didn't know how to make concrete. But, like, they did 1,000 years before that. Like, what?
It's backwards.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
So, Theo is now a hardcore bigot.
Oh, I hate gays. I always have hated gays. Look into my eyes. Try to find a liar. You won't be able to.
Dude, I mean, he did hate gays because, I mean, well, it was rape, but it was homosexual rape. He killed 7,000 people.
I'm just making fun of the character voice I chose
for
him.
Well, yes. Theo.
Based Theo. On that. I mean, that's, you know, we're discussing the comedy aspect of this on a comedy show.
I get it.
You're really with us, people.
These are I like our listeners. Dogs.
You're strapped in.
You're strapped in. Welcome to NPR.
What's that? Water running? Put a raccoon in it. Shut it off.
I almost threw up when I said NPR.
Oh, man.
Who does it?
Right? Yeah, right? So,
7-Eleven is actually DCCXI.
I'm sorry. I had to correct it.
So,
Cody, you ruined the joke. You ruined your own darn joke.
I came full circle.
Man, you are so lucky I can't reach you and don't know how to use the computer anymore. I can't even complain about you online.
So while Theo was on this moral crusade, the Goths, remember, they're still there. They're floating around. They had invaded and pushed their way into Greece and started ransacking everything. And Theo did nothing. Right. In fact, knowing that he didn't have the troops, he was like, all right, the Gothic invader, like the ruler, this guy Aldrich, he's like, you can just be magistrate of the region. Eh, whatever.
You just told him it's cool?
Okay, guess what? You're the Greek magistrate.
Oh, that sounds great. Now I'm going to go breastfeed my 24-year-old boyfriend.
No.
So, remember Abergast, the guy who helped Theo?
Yes.
So he had been, because he was the one that kicked out Magnus, right, and Theo fucked off back to the West, Abergast had basically been running the Western Empire, while baby Valentinian, you know, was just there, right? And Abergast is like, I don't know, I'll just rule this shit, because, like, this is a baby.
No, any better.
Hey, what do you want to do? There's a war happening. Do you understand what war is?
Put the sippy cup down.
Yeah. Do you want to play with your trains?
So, yeah, so eventually Valentinian grows up a little bit. I think he reaches his teenage years. He's like, Abergast needs to get the fuck out because I'm the ruler. And a few days later, Valentinian was found hanging in his room. And Abergast... Oh.
Just hanging out? Just hanging?
Hanging from a rope.
Just hanging.
Abergast was like, dude, it was suicide. Look at him. He's like a teenager. Like, they do that all the time.
They Epsteined him.
Oh, thank you, Tom. They Epsteined him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got suicided.
Or is it more accurate to say Epstein was Valentinian?
Yeah. Wow. I think so. Yeah.
Dude, I learned today. Epstein was Valentinian.
Yeah. Hashtag it.
Yeah. Let's start it
so,
up.
So Valentinian was hashtag Epstein's. Wait, where are we going?
No, we're going Epstein was Valentinian.
Okay. So,
with a hashtag.
Hashtag.
So he's out of the picture now, and Abergast joins up with a dude named Eugenesis.
This guy's got success written all over him. Eugenesis?
Eugenesis.
He is ready to teach math. Also, he's ready to get the ball rolling on this whole genocide thing. You know, like, let's clean this up. Let's get the good ones.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
let's get these Visigoths out of here. They only got fucking dark nipples. Out of here.
Ooh,
we want the pink type.
So
blonde
eugenist, eugenesis was a fellow Christian, and he was like, "Yo, dude, Theo, what's up, man? Let's be co-rulers again." And like Theo's like, "No, like,
who are you?
Fuck are you?" And Abergast, what the fuck? You just helped me. Like, you're a Goth. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Who let you in?
Or no, he's a Frank. Sorry, he's a Frank.
Oh, eugenicist.
Yeah.
So Theodosius leads his army and marches west towards Rome. He meets Abergast and Eugenesis in the Swiss Alps.
Lovely.
So the first day of battle, Theo gets his ass kicked. He couldn't break through Abergast's line. So that night, he goes to Betty by and he kneels down on his bed and he says a prayer to the Lord.
He says,
"Dear Lord, I want to win the battle. I just want to win it."
I mean, I'm so happy whenever I hear someone pray by starting with "Dear Lord."
Yeah.
It's like whenever it's Dear Lord, the question, the ask is right there. Dear Lord, I'd really like you to kick this guy Samuel's ass for me or whatever's going on.
Dear Lord, I want a jet ski. The end.
I want to refinance
my
mortgage.
P.S. Please send more singles for the strip club.
Yes.
I am. Mm-hmm.
So Theo's there. He prays. Apparently he's met by a couple saints in his fever dream. And he's like, don't worry, bro. You're going to win tomorrow. Wink, wink. And
whoa, that priest just winked at me. Or the battle saint just winked at me.
So the following day, the armies met on the battlefield. It seemed like it was a stalemate. And then a bora happened, a bora is a commonly occurring phenomenon. It's basically like a mountain gale. So just strong wind that whips up the mountain, get up to like 60 to 90 miles per hour. And because Abragast was standing on the high ground, which is probably why he lost so bad, the 60 mile per hour wind was hitting his shield wall and broke it.
Oh, he got blown away.
Yeah, he got blown away. And Theo, calling it a miracle, runs his troops in. He crushes Abragast. He crushes that line, breaks through.
All right.
He prayed to God.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, insurance would claim that as an act of God.
Yeah, I hate that. That's true.
So we can't say that God didn't win that one for him.
True.
We can't say that. God, we're being as scientific as possible. You can explain what a wind is, but you don't know what the heart of a wind is about.
Your Honor, it was a wind. I didn't mean to push that woman down the stairs. It was a wind.
I didn't cut my wife's head off. It was wind.
Gusty today.
I didn't steal no burritos. That was a wind.
Yeah, the wind just,
they just
flew into my arm.
They landed in my center console.
All right. So he fucking mashes the shit out of this Abragast guy. And,
nice.
All right, so.
Thank God. Thank God I prayed to the right guy.
Eugenesis.
Wink, wink.
Eugenesis was captured. Oh, he begged for mercy as a fellow Christian to another Christian, but Theo had him executed.
Wait, Eugenesis?
Yeah, Eugenesis was executed.
Oh, he executed. He's just like, don't worry, I believe in reincarnation, and you're coming back, and you're going to have your time in the 1930s. Don't worry.
And Abragast, actually in a Roman tradition, you think of, so the Romans, right, that's a very warlike culture, right? What other warlike culture in maybe the early 20th century would commit suicide a lot?
The Japanese.
Yes.
Divine wind.
Yeah, so in Abragast, he was actually raised Roman, but he was a barbarian, committed suicide.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
How'd he do it?
I don't know. He probably just stabbed himself with a gladius or some shit.
What I said earlier, divine wind, that's kamikaze. So it was like, ooh, like similarities. Oh.
Yeah, that tied nicely together.
I did it.
Could you imagine if kamikazes existed now? We'd probably just call them a bunch of Epsteins.
Why?
Well, because they're not actually committing suicide. You see, a kamikaze was forced to commit suicide because if they were return on a failure of a mission.
On a suicide mission, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the generals say, hey, go out there. Kick some ass. If you come back and we lost, you're dead.
Yeah.
So that's why they did the kamikaze thing. You know, like, they killed their own people.
Yeah. All right, so...
So, Steened.
Steened. So somebody asked me how he Epsteined.
How did this boy Epstein?
Okay, so after the battle, Theo...
You don't know,
dude,
do you?
I'm looking at this word. It's unex-challenged.
Try again.
So after the battle, Theo was again the unchallenged ruler of Rome. So he headed to Milan to get some fucking quality time with Ambrose. Give him a couple tuggies. Give him a long... Jesus wept.
A little kiss on the cheek.
Jesus. Yeah.
You know, and also, like, it's basically...
That's one of the fashion capitals of the world. He went there to get some pants.
Yeah.
A couple bags?
I was picturing the Roman Emperor and Ambrose doing that whole Kanye, Kim Kardashian video on the motorcycle. It's making out. Oh, you know what I mean?
But it's just two gaunt men.
Staring.
Yeah. So they're hanging out. They're having a good time. They're laughing. Oh, all of a sudden, the winter happens, and Theo's in excruciating pain. And he's suffering from hydropsy.
What's that?
Cody, I saw your head cock. You want to take a guess at what hydropsy is?
Hydropsy.
Hydropsy. Hydropsy. Something to do with water. Fluid in the brain?
Yeah, very close. It's water.
Hold on, I need a guess too. But I want to. This joke is in the style of The Greatest Generation.
Okay.
Hydropsy. What did he fall off a building?
Oh, hey!
That's a hydropsy.
Hydropsy.
Whoa! We're here for all
the
generations.
There's candy.
So hydropsy is not from being a boomer and looking at someone 9/11 themselves.
No, this is an older generation. That's like a Chico Marx joke.
Okay.
Whatever.
So hydropsy, Cody, you were closer. It's water retention in the joints and vascular system. So
okay, so not the head.
Not head, but like you have too much water in your veins.
Yeah, that's not what I was supposed to know.
So Theodosius died at the age of 48. On January 17th, 395, he died. So when he died, he told his friend Stichiro that he wanted his two sons to split the empire, Honorius to rule the west and Arcadius to rule the east.
Okay.
Right. So he's dead. That's a dude. He's dead. Whoa.
There you go.
Theo. Theodosius. Now I'm fucking it up.
I never got it right.
Yeah, Theo's good.
Yeah, stick with Theo.
I love Theo.
Travis, I got to say, good script, good research on this. This was a lot of information for this time period. I don't think we covered this time period that much on Roast Mortem.
No, we did it like a year ago.
With who?
That's a while.
Commodus. He was a little bit earlier, but...
Yeah. All right, so that's one out of 100 episodes. That's not good chances you're going to land on one of these.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys want to hear about these two dumb idiot boys, though, real quick?
Yeah. Why don't you give us a quick recap on them? Are we going to do a future episode on them?
No, there's not enough shit on his sons.
All right, so give us the old rundown.
Yeah, so Honorius and... Arcadius were both spoiled idiots. So Theodosius hadn't taken the time like his father did to teach them like statesmanship and warfare. They were just like
he just gave him an iPad?
Yeah, just gave him an iPad.
Yeah.
Here's Candy Crush, you idiot.
Baby Shark, go.
So Theo's friend Stilicho, who was a Visigoth. And he accepted the fact that he would never wear purple, which means he would never become an emperor. He was like there just because he loved Rome, right?
What was his name again?
Stilicho.
That's good. He's going to open up a chain of bakeries anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking Mexican restaurants like Stilicho, burrito.
So he basically ruled for Arcadius. And Stilicho... was Rome's last great leader. Like, he tried to keep Rome together. Like, and there were many of it.
Oh, so he was the last one.
Yeah, there were many attacks from the Vandals. Also, a group of barbarians called the Alans, which is hilarious. Oh, no, he is the Alans. Yeah.
No offense. I know a few Alans. I just don't think they could, if I was run down by a horde of Alans, I mean, I would giggle.
Right, yeah.
Is what I'm getting at. I'm not saying they could beat me up.
If there was a bunch of...
I'm just saying it would be very funny.
Yeah, if there was a barbarian group called the Travises, I'd be like...
Right. Like,
oh, man.
What if it was a bunch of Tim Alans?
Stilicho was like... He secured the borders and everything. He actually captured so many slaves for Rome... that Rome's slave market collapsed.
Whoa. So he did his job.
Yeah, he
too
did his
well.
Job too well that he brought too many slaves.
Supply and demand. Right. Supply demand. Yeah. You know.
So now
you can't sell rocks to Indians. Is that a phrase?
Yeah.
You can't sell an ice to an Eskimo.
I apologize for nothing, but thank you for clearing it up for me, Cody.
Very racially insensitive episode tonight.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hit on you.
It's not that bad. I mean, I've been pulling punches.
So remember how I told you Theo gave that Visigoth leader, Aldrich, Greece? He was like, yeah, he could just go into Greece.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. They got clams. They got octopus.
So Aldrich, salad. I mean, he was like the magistrate there. And eventually he was like, why don't I just sack Rome? Like, why don't I just go for Rome? I'm right here.
Why not? Yeah.
So this was not the first time Rome had been sacked. It had been sacked many times in the past. But they was always able to rally back and come back and fight. Now, as hard as Stilicho could, he just couldn't control these two baby idiot emperors, right? Like, so right. Rome was sacked by this guy, and it never really came back, right?
Okay.
So Arcadius died in 408, and after all Stilicho had done, his hard work defending the emperor, Honorius was executed him for and accused him of trying to steal the throne.
Oh,
damn.
Well, that's rough.
Them dirty.
Yeah.
It's like a breach of contract that comes back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, and that's all I wanted to say about these dumb Romans.
There you go.
It's a whole episode of dumb Romans.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the same.
I always thought it was interesting because I never really knew about this period. Like you always...
Yeah,
like what I was saying is you always think about Rome and you think about Julius Caesar or Nero or Caligula. But this is like
Sandals.
Some weird fucking bullshit in the fucking 4th century.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a weird hybrid of like religion fueled bureaucracy that just undermined everything and people forgot how to do concrete.
Yeah.
Just imagine it never happened. Imagine this whole scenario never happened, how far ahead
we'd
be
a thousand years
ahead.
A thousand years of technology.
Yeah, and instead of doing the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we'd be like Jupiter, Venus, Mars, Uranus.
We'd be on Mars already.
Oh, Sailor Scouts, cool.
We wouldn't have podcasts. We'd have something else
now. We'd have like direct brain casts.
Yeah.
Probably.
It'd be like, I don't
telekinesis podcast or something crazy.
What it would be is we would all write... We would all write essays on some kind of gel-based paper or something, and we would sell We would send them to Joe Rogan, and he would smoke them, and then talk, and then constantly be talking. And then you'd have two channels. It would be him, just Joe Rogan, telling the truth or being curious, whatever it is. It's just essays that he smokes and talks about, or the other option, which is they just kind of eat their way. Into communicating with Oprah, and she tells you. She just tells. She tells. She tells.
Right to the brain.
And that's what the world would be like had we not forgotten concrete.
Yeah.
God damn it. Thank you. Well sung.
Dude, this guy fucked up concrete. Asshole.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of Italians who are pretty grateful.
Yeah.
Putting that shit
they
on hold.
They love working concrete.
Thanks for bringing in our boy Theo, who I got no love for Theo.
No,
you know?
He's a dummy.
He's a coward boy. He takes farts in the face.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He's a fresh dummy.
Yeah.
It's hard to do stuff right when you're the first guy to sort shit out.
But he wasn't
so
the first. He wasn't the first at all.
He killed all those people.
He
too.
Was the
really
last.
Yeah, I know.
It also seems like, you know, when you say sort shit out, it's like Rome seemed to be a pretty well-functioning machine at this point.
Well, that's it's pre-Catholicism days, I guess.
Right. So they're like, okay, this thing works perfectly. I got an idea. Let's do something else that we have no idea how to do.
Tom, I'm going to challenge you.
Here we are today.
Every time I've said Pontius Pilate, right, you're like, guess what? He didn't do that.
He had the tools.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, why don't you like roast one of them idiots from the Bible?
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Are hit men bad people?
Yes.
Why?
Because they hit men in the face and women in the dick.
No, yeah. I'm serious. I'm being very serious right now. I'm not even joking at all.
I would say hit men are bad people by just their occupation.
Well, just because they're providing a service? Don't you think the people that are paying for the service?
Oh, those people are bad, too. I think both are bad.
They still carry out the act of doing it.
No, well, they're not bad, too. You see, if there's no demand for it, then there's no need for the service.
Yeah, but this...
It could be good people doing bad things, though.
Yeah, for money, which is fine.
It's still a bad
thing. I agree. I agree. It's a bad thing.
I feel like both parties are equal. Well, maybe not equally as bad. I feel like the person putting the hit out is worse. But,
yes, they are much worse. And this is what a lot of really weird people today are talking about. You understand what I'm saying? Pontius Pilate was the hitman, and the client was the what is my grandma? Jewish.
Okay, I see.
You understand?
I get it.
And I don't blame Jewish people.
But here,
at all.
But here's the thing, there's plenty of Roman battles. Like, there's the one where all the Roman people jumped off a cliff on top of, a bunch of Jews jumped off a cliff at Messiah, I think it was, where the Romans...
What does that have to do
with that? Yeah, the Romans were attacking the Jews, and they were basically like, "Ow, if you don't live, we're going to rape you. Like, just jump off the cliff." Like, the Romans were not cool with the Jews for a long time.
I am... Dude, case by case here.
Right.
All right.
What I'm saying is that in the Bible, Pontius Pilate didn't do much other than deliver the goods that were asked of him.
Gotch.
Yeah, that's the state killing you. It's not the executioner.
I vaguely see what's going on here.
Whatever. It doesn't.
It's like, Papa John say the N-word?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, the microphone said the
N-word. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's different. That's a tool.
No.
That's not a service.
You think he was framed?
A tool and a service are two different things.
You think he was set up?
Yeah, he was definitely set up.
What,
I love that video.
Sometimes the microphone will just blurt out an N-word. We're never safe on this show.
We have never... We had one N-word on this show, and it was entirely within context. Yeah, I said it. It wasn't a joke. It was a quote. From Sammy Davis Jr., a Jewish black man. Okay? Yeah. I just said it in context.
Yes.
That's it. I'm guilty of nothing.
Understood.
Anyway, thanks. Travis, you want to add anything else? Let's wrap up this ridiculous episode. Travis, once again, thank you for doing the research on this. Listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for hanging in there.
Check us out on the social medias. Saunched.
Smooth Brain 420 is me.
It's not,
no, it's
dude.
Not, dude.
I did. I changed
no, he
it.
Changed it. Changed
oh, the, did you?
Yeah, he's...
Wow.
Smooth Brain 420
All right,
over here.
Well, I'm Travis Legion with two E's. You can follow me at underarmor.com. Go to underarmor.com/...
We're not sponsored.
Slash Travis Legion. You get...
At 404s every time.
No, you don't 404. You get, like, sick.
It's... You can follow me on the Twitters at Cody McCann, CodyMCCAMCCAMN.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter, Instagram. That's all at Roast Mortem Cast. We have a Facebook that we don't check. And we also have a Patreon where we're accepting your donations. Or not. No, we're accepting your patronage.
Pledges.
Yes.
Pledges is the one.
You're helping us out. We're
accepting your sexual organs.
T-shirts also.
Yes. What, Cody, what's the URL for the T-shirt store?
Teespring.com/store/RoastMortemCast.
Yeah. Get it. Okay, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane, for listening.
See you next year.
Make sure you have dirty sex between now and the next episode. Bye-bye.
Dirty sex 2020.
Dirty sex.
In the year 2020. Dirty sex.